Chapter 40 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie Lu Jilan felt the back of her head jump suddenly. She was about to explode with anger. She glared at Xu Ting and gritted her teeth and said, "You're going to protect him." Xu Ting threw her out with all her strength and asked Du Xian, "Where did she hurt you?" Du Xian shook his head, "She hasn't had time to hit me." Lu Jilan was so angry that she staggered up from the ground and shouted angrily, "Someone! Help me!" The guards of the Lu Mansion, who were scattered all over the place, heard the sound and quickly gathered around, but they knew that it was Xu Ting, the daughter of the Zhenbian Queen, so they only gathered around, and did not dare to do anything else, which was very embarrassing. "What are you waiting for? Arrest her!" Lu Jilan shouted. The Lu Mansion guards had to grit their teeth and attack Xu Ting. Du Xian screamed in fright, and was locked in Xu Ting's arms with one hand. Because she was holding Du Xian, Xu Ting had to fight back with one hand, but it was more than enough to deal with these guards. In an instant, the scene became chaotic. Du Xian was held by Xu Ting, and was feeling dizzy. He couldn't see anything except Xu Ting's corner of mouth and attacking blade. He couldn't hear anything except the guards' painful cries and Xu Ting's steady and strong heartbeat. In order not to cause trouble for Xu Ting, Du Xian grabbed Xu Ting's clothes tightly and buried his face between Xu Ting's neck. At this time, He Rongrai finally came back. Seeing the chaotic scene in front of the tent, he was almost out of breath. He clutched his heart and shouted, "Stop it!" The guards who were actually screaming immediately stopped their hands, and Xu Ting also stopped attacking. He Rongrai came angrily with his little servant, and the guards saluted with their swords, "Master!" Lu Jilan was about to complain, "Father!" Unexpectedly, He Rongrai directly slapped Lu Jilan on her face, and the sound was crisp and loud, making Lu Jilan stunned. After hitting Lu Jilan, He Rongrai immediately turned around and apologized to Xu Ting. "Xu Ting, my daughter is ignorant and lacks discipline. Please don't take it to heart if she offends you." "Father!" Lu Jilan shouted in disbelief. He Rongrai yelled at her, "Shut up. It was obviously Du Xian who beat me first." He Rongrai slapped her again, and this time there were symmetrical marks on both sides. Lu Jilan's eyes were red, staring at He Rongrui's with hatred in her eyes, which made He Rongrui's heart ache. "Uncle, it's my fault. It's true that I hit Miss Lu first. I'm very sorry," Du Xian said to He Rongrai, "but it happened for a reason. I thought it was Qiqi's tent, and there was another woman inside." Du Xian didn't know what to say anymore. There were so many people at the scene, not to mention that the explanation was not clear, and that it would definitely make today's event spread. But what kind of person was He Rongrai? He looked at his daughter's unkempt clothes, and flushed face, and listened to Du Xian's words, what else he didn't understand. He Rongrui's face changed and immediately said, "Baozu, go to the second young lady's tent and bring out the clothes for the second young lady, what a mess it is." Baozu immediately understood that He Rongrai was asking him to go in and see if there was anyone in the tent and who it could be. Lu Jilan quickly stopped Baozu, "Go away, no one is allowed to go in." He Rongrai painfully closed his eyes for a moment. At this time, Lu Qiqi suddenly came out from behind the camp. He made an appointment with Xu Jing, and after putting away the magic medicine, he went to the corner of the camp, where Xu Jing would wait for him to report the good news. As a result, when Lu Qiqi arrived at the place, he didn't see Xu Jing's figure. He couldn't help but run back when there was no one. "Father, Brother Xian, why are you all here?" Xu Jing walked over quickly and grabbed Lu Qiqi's arm. "Qiqi, don't you have a headache?" Du Xian asked suspiciously. "Huh, headache?" Xu Jing quietly tugged on Lu Qiqi's arm, and with a twinkle in his eye, Lu Qiqi understood and said, "It hurt so badly just then, but it's better now. Since it was a misunderstanding, Lord He, I will take my leave first." Xu Ting only cared about Du Xian and had no interest in the Lu family's far. CE. She didn't plan to pursue Lu Jilan later, although she did have this plan at first to make Lu Jilan half dead. He Rongrai was very decisive, his two slaps had already been regarded as an apology for Xu Ting, so it was not good for Xu Ting to pursue it further. Of course, there would be no next time. Xu Ting's tolerance for Lu Jilan had reached the limit. Xu Ting took Du Xian back to the tent. As for the matter of Lu Jilan and Mo Xian to be handled by the Lu family itself, they had nothing to do with them. Xu Ting saw that Du Xian looked sickly. Xu Ting was really frightened just now, so she said in a low voice, "Go take a nap, I'll call you when the dinner is ready." Du Xian didn't say anything, and nodded to Xu Ting. When his master returned, Xu Qin immediately came out to greet him, and Xu Ting instructed him, "Help your master to go back and rest." After Xu Qin helped Du Xian into the tent and the curtain was lowered, Xu Ting turned to Xu Jing and said, "Follow me." Xu Jing couldn't help but pinch up the corner of his coat. His heart was full of panic and fear as he followed behind Xu Ting. What's going on? Xu Jing shouldn't have made a mistake and been taught a lesson by sister. Xu Mei said gloatingly. Xu Yu pulled Xu Mei back. Brother, don't talk nonsense. Entering the tent, Xu Jing suddenly knelt on the ground. Xu Ting ignored him and went straight to the couch to sit down. Xu Ting looked down at Xu Jing, and her face was not as gentle as it used to be, which made Xu Jing's heart skip a beat. Sister. Xu Jing was about to cry. Xu Ting, tell me, what's going on today? Qi Qi suddenly had a headache, I was worried so I called my brother-in-law. At that time, I was too anxious. Every tent looked too similar, so I made a mistake. Sister, I was wrong, Xu Jing cried. But Xu Ting didn't have any pitiful expression on her face. Xu Jing's heart sank like a stone. Was this really his sister? His sister was so gentle and so distressed for him. Of course, his innocent sister Xu Ting loved him dearly. She not only loved Xu Jing, but also Xu Mei and Xu Yu. If she knew Xu Jing's thoughts, Xu Ting would definitely raise her eyebrows. Where did Xu Jing feel that she was special to him? Lu Qiqi really has a headache? Xu Jing, you know that as long as I call Lu Qiqi alone for interrogation, I will immediately know if you lied. Xu Jing choked. Of course, he knew that Xu Ting had this ability. He even saw Xu Ting interrogate his servants in the house. The servant confessed his bad deeds. Sister will give you another chance. Why did you call your brother-in-law to the Lu family's tent? Xu Jing's tears flowed out. He was out of breath and didn't explain anything else. He just said, Sister, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't. Qi Qi had a headache, so I called my brother-in-law over. He cried so miserable and sincerely that Xu Ting's doubts were skewed a little bit. After all, Xu Jing had always been very good in Xu Ting's impression. If there were not too many suspicions today, Xu Ting would never have thought that Xu Jing might be harboring evil intentions. A person had a motive for everything he did. If Xu Jing wanted to harm Du Xian, what was his motive? The fact that Du Xian was so gentle and good to the three little ones, they couldn't be enemies. With Xu Ting straight through, she could not have imagined that the crux would be on her own. How could she guess Xu Jing's distorted psychology? I'll call Lu Qiqi tomorrow. Xu Jing, I also hope that you did not do anything. Xu Ting got up and left the tent. Xu Jing fell directly to the ground. That night, Xu Jing's meal barely touched. He sat on the bed and refused to sleep. His little servant was so frightened that he was about to cry. The morning turned into a terrible thing. Xu Jing's eyes stared at one place motionless, and suddenly Xu Jing looked at his servant. Master, go and get me a bucket of water, don't disturb anyone. The little servant went and brought in half a bucket of water in fear. Xu Jing began to undress, he took off his clothes, stuffed them into the bucket and soaked them all, then took them out and wrung them out so that they did not drip and put them on. He was shivering with cold, and the skin all over his body seemed to be pricked by needles. Then Xu Jing bit his lip and opened the window of the tent, sitting on the table blowing the cool breeze, and soon his lips were frozen purple. After soaking the clothes several times, his whole body trembled as if he was about to break. Xu Jing finally felt the dry and tingling pain in his throat, as well as the scalding temperature on his forehead. He contentedly changed into dry clothes and lay on the bed. Don't close the window, go to my sister and brother-in-law and say I'm sick, very sick, and I'm about to burn out. Did you hear it clearly? Yes, yes, master.